great example, so we can understand how digital is changing climate environment. Just imagine, you spoke about internet, how many billions of trees have been saved because we just use the mail anymore and the internet anymore, and not the old-fashioned way we communicated. And also, I just give you another example. Again, you talk about tech and climate. Well, for example, the European Commission understood that on weather prediction, you have algorithms, but you need the data, real data, in real time, in order to really predict data that is linked to everybody's their life. We would like to know. And there is no such, how should I say, agreement on a global basis. Today, you can predict probably weather with accuracy of 24, 48 hours, but it's very difficult to have a bit more long-term predictability on weather, just because countries still don't cooperate. They don't exchange data in a way they should in order for the supercomputers and the algorithms to make the proper result of this. So that's one of the jobs we should work on, that, and Global Baku Forum is very good on this. My next speaker, Jan, he was not just the Prime Minister of Czech Republic 2009-2010. He's a passionate professor, he's educating young people, and he's also very much his legacy as running and changing the economy of the Czech Republic, which is today, I have to say, one of the most dynamic from industrial point of view. Countries in the European Union benefiting from digital green transformation. He was part of the plan, and I would be very much interested to listen to your ideas, Jan. The floor is yours.